The PT Pintcast is sponsored by the Next Gen Institute of Physical Therapy, offering state-of-the-art certifications, orthopedic residency, and postdoctoral fellowship learning experiences, allowing participation from virtually anywhere in the U.S. We believe in moving the profession forward through novel, post-professional educational opportunities. We are the Next Gen of Physical Therapists. Enter promo code PTPintcast at checkout for 15% off of any product.
This is the PT Pintcast, a podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer, bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pintcast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
All right, so we're doing up another episode of the PT Pintcast because sometimes the greatest conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. We're talking today with the guys from PT Pub Night. You might have heard of them. We're talking with Miles Wilhelm and Tanis Quatre. Right now, they're working towards something even bigger than PT Pub Nights across the country, if you can imagine that. Over the last year and a half, PT Pub Night has hosted more than 700 events in 200-plus cities across the U.S., and now they can count 8 foreign countries in that, too. Participants from these pub nights regularly connect through social media channels, creating a nationwide community bound by the desire to strengthen and improve the profession of physical therapy. Miles and Tanis, what are we drinking today on the PT Pintcast?
This is a homebrew disaster gone horribly right. It probably would have made a really poor Cascading Dark Ale, as we call it in the Northwest, or an American Black Ale, but turned out to be something like an Imperial Porter or Stout.
You can tell the man knows his beer.
Yeah, it's an illness.
That is for sure.
Tanis, what do you got?
Well, I'm drinking the same right now, but we're waiting on a cider, one of my first ciders that I did at home here a few months back. We're kind of waiting for the carbonation to settle a little bit here, and then we'll crack that dude open.
Guys are making their own hooch. I like it. I am a poor PT student, so I'm going with the pride of Latrobe, Pennsylvania, Rolling Rock out of a can. So let's start from the beginning. You guys pretty much came up with the idea for the thing that people kind of talk about over the water cooler at clinics across the country, which is PT Pub Night. What is it if someone doesn't know, and how did it come about?
Yeah, so PT Pub Night is basically a community that we've been working real hard to develop throughout the, we thought throughout the U.S., but it's turned out to move a little bit beyond that, which would really get PTs out from behind the conference table or the plinth and get them into a venue where the conversations can happen a little bit more naturally, and the focus can really be on relationships and camaraderie and identifying and solving problems rather than just learning about theory and some of the existing paradigms for how PTs have kind of communicated in times past. In essence, what it's about is really developing these relationships.
So it's pretty much just a reason for PTs to get together in a non-clinical, non-academic setting and have a couple beers. But when PTs are around each other, we just default to talking about PT. So some really good conversations have come out of those. I mean, I've been to several. We threw a couple of events. You guys even sponsored one of our 5K school fundraising events. And it was cool to see people just kind of say, so what's this event about? Like, how much does it cost to come in? And we just explain, no, it's just to bring you in. And we want to get together. I want you to meet up with people that you might not have talked to before, different clinicians in different settings, and get together. It's such a simple idea that people kind of overthink it sometimes. Like, well, what's the point? This is it, man. Just having a drink and talking PT, that is the point. But that's a big point. That's a big deal.
Yeah, it was really a revelation for me right away, because having been in this community as a PT for several years and acknowledging how competitive our market is, that makes it difficult to collaborate. It makes it difficult for competing PT practices just to get together to talk about how do we do a better job in the market. And at the first PT Pub Night we did here, we had 20 folks show up. They were all very eager to be there. People that I hadn't met before, that I had heard about for years and years, people that I hadn't seen in a long time, and folks that I did know actually quite well but didn't ever really connect on that level, were all talking freely and having a really good time conversing, really without that concern that, hey, am I sharing competitive information here? What is this information going to be used for? It was all about just connecting and building relationships. And I couldn't tell you exactly what it is about the PT Pub Night community or the venue of getting out in a pub to meet up with colleagues, but but that really comes very naturally, and it was something that it was immediately an aha moment for me.
Yeah, it's not really that hard to get PTs to drop the goniometer and pick up a pint, but it's cooler when they know they're going to an event that also has to do with PT. So just our small PT PubMed that we had last semester as a bunch of DPT students, of course, I know the students are going to come because we're throwing our own event, and some faculty walked across the street because we kept the event close to school, and then it was cool because some of the clinical instructors and some of the clinicians that were friends with the professors would kind of roll in, and that was kind of cool because for me as a student, these guys were talking to me just as if I was another PT, and it was cool to interact with people who were in the profession who aren't my professors, who aren't my clinical instructors. So it was cool to just be able to shoot the breeze and just have some really cool PT talk with some terribly smart people.
We talk about like a career accelerant, something that really gets you grooving with ideas and relationships that otherwise could take years and years to develop. It's one thing that I know Miles and I have talked about strategically with regard to PT Pub Night is the value of matching students with those that have been in the profession, that are seasoned professionals, and seeing the learning that's happening that's going both ways. It's not just a one-way street where the students are there. I mean, obviously, students are very eager to learn, and they're certainly at a phase in their development where that comes naturally to them. But seeing all the energy and the savvy when it comes, you know, say social media or making relationships and connecting, that the professionals can learn from the students. That's one of the most brilliant things that I think that we've seen come from the community.
We've been told throughout our DPT student career, and it's hard to put it in context because we're not out in the community, but it is a small world. And even knowing that PT is a small world, in a year and a half, you guys put on more than 700 events. Did you think it would catch on that quick?
Not at first, but I think that realization came pretty quick because without us really promoting, and I'm not a physical therapist, not a PT student, I just love social media, and I love the organization helping getting people going with this. It was pretty obvious pretty quick as this thing started to spread like fire across the country, and you know, cities were picking it up that we had never gotten in contact with. They had kind of heard the name, and Boston was the first cities that picked it up outside of Oregon. And from that point, the entire state of Florida just erupted. So within 6 months, it was pretty obvious this thing was going to be very successful and a lot of fun.
It's kind of like a bunch of fight clubs where they just forgot about that first rule.
Exactly. First rule by PT Pub Night, tell everybody.
Tell everybody. And then of course, I mean, 700 events in a year and a half. It's huge, 200 plus cities. And then you guys go international. That's got to make you, I mean, was that ever even on the radar for you guys? Nigeria, England, New Zealand, Spain, Japan, Scotland, Singapore, and Ireland. That's amazing.
It's amazing what social media does. Of all those, you might think, oh, maybe Dublin or Madrid were one of the first international cities, but it was actually in Nigeria. And that had to do with Twitter. I mean, we push probably 85 to 90% of the information through Twitter because PTs are talking on Twitter every minute of every day.
So your goal is to connect PTs when you launch PT Pub Night. It goes well over the first year and a half. And then you come up with an event to bring everybody together on one weekend, which is now PT Untapped. And that's coming up October 9th through the 11th, PT Untapped. And throw the website out so people can make sure they can get more information after they hear this. What's the best location to get the PT Untapped info?
Straight to ptpubnight.com/untapped. That easy.
So ptpubnight.com/untapped. It yep. Says there the goals of PT Untapped are threefold. So we've got celebrate National Physical Therapy Month. If you're a PT, heads up, National PT Month is next month. Solidify relationships. That's pretty much what we're doing with every single PT Pub Night. And then to educate our communities about what PT is.
The rationale behind PT Untapped and kind of where that came from, I think it'd be a helpful intro. National PT Month has been going on forever, I guess. I don't even know when that started. I'm a big believer and supporter in that. It helps to rally cry for PTs to say, hey, you know, let's acknowledge one another. Let's try and get out there and let people know about us. But the piece that I've missed on that personally is the actionable piece. You know, I'm somebody who, and I think I speak for a lot of PTs or just a lot of professionals in general, where you need to have a little bit of pressure and accountability and camaraderie get your best work done and to have an excuse to really get out there and do something meaningful. And so the idea behind PT Untapped, it really spun off of our first annual event, which we did back in 2014 in August out in Chicago, with a reach out to us from Sarah Haig, which is a big PT Pub Nighter, great friend of ours, and just PT ambassador, that said, hey, wouldn't it be great to kind of move beyond the individual communities and really work on a way to kind of combine this together and get our PTs from different regions to be working together and to be, you know, connecting. So after kind of going through that process and going through that first annual event, the concept was, okay, so let's take that notion of the annual event and create some of that pressure, create some of that camaraderie where we can really help to energize and engage the PT Pub Night community to get beyond the pub, right? Get beyond just ourselves and find an excuse to get out there and kind of crack that code that gets us into the community so that other people can understand the value of physical therapy. I see it a lot where we understand our values so well and we get frustrated and I hear complaints and I share complaints that a lot of the market doesn't understand what we have to offer. And that's really what PT Untapped is about. It's about really untapping that and getting it into the communities. So with PT Untapped, the idea is we're challenging different PT Pub Nighters and some that I imagine some people that maybe not even PT Pub Nighters are getting on board.
Exactly. People who didn't even know that was happening that weekend, have never been a part of a PT Pub Night event at all, are jumping in and just coinciding their brand new event with an Untapped event.
So the whole idea is let's get a meaningful part of what we're doing with PT Pub Night and use it as an excuse to reach out into communities. And now back to your question, I'd love to share as to what we're doing with our local event here. So in Bend, we partnered up with an oncology rehab specialist. So Meredith Pompler-Kuhn, she's a PT here that I've known for years, UCSF grad, PT Pub Nighter, that is really working to get our community to understand that activity, mobility, and physical therapy is a very, very important part of path to recovery, whatever that means for them. And the prevailing understanding is physical therapy cures cancer. So where does physical therapy fit into cancer rehab? And there is a very important part of quality of life and just general well-being that the physical therapy plays a part. The impetus of PT Untapped was, you know, it got us together to really start thinking about, okay, so how can we get the word out? What are some things that we can do that could help our community understand that better? And what we came up with, which is just it's just going to be a phenomenal event, is we partnered up with a local cider company that's actually a relatively new startup to create an event called Press On, Moving Lives Through Cancer. And so we're kind of tying, this idea of the Apple Press and pressing for cider and pressing on through cancer into an event that is going to bring in the cider crowd, and it's going to bring in the healthcare professional crowd, the cancer survivorship crowd, into an event that we're estimating is going to be in the hundreds. We're doing a private label cider that the proceeds for which are going to be 100% donated to the St. Charles Cancer Survivorship Fund, bringing in physical therapists who are really the leaders behind this event. And they're going to have their tents, and they're going to be educating, and they're going to be meeting with the general public and with cancer survivors to really connect those dots. Is it like, hey, here's a cancer benefit, and it's led by physical therapists? Maybe there's something here that the community doesn't understand, and that's that big aha moment that we're so excited to see that really is coming because of this idea of PT Untapped.
That's awesome. That's a good way to get back to what, like, I think one of the cruxes of the PT Pub Night is, which is letting people know what physical therapists actually do. I mean, during our couple of events that we've had with PT Pub Nights, we don't really reserve a section of the bar. We just kind of show up. Each time, there's always just going to be some people who are kind of standing next to our group, and they wind up saying, what are you guys all together? Like, what is this, like, kind of a meetup? And we just kind of wind up explaining. And then, of course, one of those non-PTs always winds up saying, well, you know, my neck's been kind of bothering me. Do you guys do necks? I didn't know if you guys did necks. And the next thing you know, there's a couple of people with beers in one hand and doing an eval with the other. So it's also a good way to reach out to the community, just to let them know what we do. What we're looking to do in Arlington, we're looking to work with some police and firefighters locally. One of my fellow students was working with some police officers this summer, and saying they had a lot of lower back issues. They had a lot of SI issues because they walk around with a heavy load, vest, belt, carrying a lot of stuff, sitting in comfortable positions. So we're looking to do a screen for those guys at our school facility and invite a bunch of cops and firefighters in, do a screen for them. And then right after that screen is over, right across the street is our PT Pub Night Untapped event. And go raise some beers with those guys, along with some PTs from the community. So we want to bring those guys in because my father was a New York City firefighter and had some family members who are New York City police officers. And what I know about those guys is they're the last guys who will ask for help, but maybe the first guys who might need help. So like they might hold out on trying to go on medical leave because, you know, the mentality of those kind of jobs are highly demanding and they don't want to look like they're the weak link in the chain ever. They don't want to have to go on medical leave. They don't want to miss anything because they want to be there for their guys. So I think if we bring them in this way, totally just for a screen and take a look, and then we show them that PT can help and they wouldn't be necessarily out of work. We can give them some stuff to do right now that could make them better where they wouldn't need to leave and miss work. And then, of course, you throw in the alcohol. A couple of beers never hurts the lower back pain. I'm not sure if there's any literature on it, but I've done my own personal study. It works a little bit, at least. So that's what we're looking to do locally.
I'm feeling a thesis coming on there.
I would love to write that one. A lot of research.
that to me is the crux of Untapped. It's not like we have a whole heck of a lot of selling to do. We've got a ton of value within this profession. What we have to do is we have to allow people with us so that or us in the door with them would be better said, so that they can understand what we can do for them. Everybody needs to move, right? I mean, it's just an inherent human need that we have, and as physical therapists, we have an answer to that. So just allowing the police officer or the firefighter to know that, hey, I don't have this way. I don't have to live in pain. At least I have a place that I can go to get a question answered or perhaps an intervention applied that can get me out of pain. That's all you need. And then let it spread from there. So this notion of just planting seeds and getting out there and having an excuse to get into the community is such an important part of PT Untapped. And I'm really excited to hear about what you guys are doing. It's going to be a great event.
Taking IPAs over TKAs. It's the PT Pinecast.
Coming October 1st, Next Gen PT TV, an affordable subscription-based video platform designed by PTs for PTs. Access and watch clinically relevant content for as low as $7.95 a month. With channels ranging from orthopedic prep to applied pain sciences, you'll be sure to find a channel for you. Next Gen PT TV. More information at nxtgenpt.tv. On Twitter at nxtgen Institute. Next Gen PT TV, coming October 1st.
This is the PT Pinecast.
Are you hearing about what other people are doing for their service component for these PTA Untapped events? Is there any that are highlightable outside of what you guys are doing right there in Bend?
Hey, you were asking about number of cities. So Memphis just on board the other day. Love to have them. So that brings us to 46.
All right.
Got them all over the place. We've got, just like you did the marathon, Marymount. There's a 5K up in Milwaukee. I think one of our top highlights would be probably what's going on in we got the Stan Haiti guys that are up in Portland that are going to they make regular trips, but this just fit in just right. Either that or they were going to be in Portland and have their own, but they're going to be down in Haiti. So we're probably going to raise a toast. They'll be in Port-au-Prince at some point, and Friday or Saturday night we'll jump on a video chat with them real quick and raise a glass of whatever they're having. But this is something that they do year round. This isn't just for PT on tap, but it fits with what we're trying to do. So they were excited about making that connection, and so are we, just to be a part of it. And then the fact that they would think of making that connection is important for us.
Yeah, so. Well, we're going to be talking to the Stand for Haiti guys, the guys who put that together and running it now in an upcoming episode. So it's good to see that this community, I've been told multiple times, PT world is small, and you kind of see the people who are sticking their heads out and trying to ring the bell a little bit. We kind of tend to bump into each other, and it's good when two things like that can kind of come together. Like, oh, I'm doing this thing. And it's not like, well, I'm doing this thing over here. It's more like, well, how can we put these two things together and make it even better or spread the word even further? Because we are kind of spread apart across the country, obviously, and around the world with your PT Pub Night events. But it is a small PT world. And instead of competing with each other, you're trying to spread the word for other people's events too, because eventually they're going to do the same for you.
Well, yeah, and a lot of it too is our ability to have an excuse to role model for one another within the guise of a single community, which you know defined here as a PT Pub Night community, but in a broader sense the physical therapy community. So seeing what the stand fellas are doing, who knows what idea that might spawn for someone else in another part of the country. And perhaps what we're doing with the Press On event is something that, you know, someone will catch on to what you guys are going to be doing as well. So we're really excited to see the stories that come out of it and what that might mean for, you know, future iterations of PT Untapped.
Hey, Jimmy, we do want to make one connection here. So we're very familiar with the PT Day of Service, which is getting a lot of notice these days. And because they have this window of like a week on either side of the 17th, we're talking to those guys to make sure that one event can work for the other. So if you had already been planning a PT Untapped or a PT Day of Service, that they would count for both. It's not necessarily about numbers, but we love the idea of, you know, if someone didn't know of PT Day of Service or vice versa, didn't know of PT Untapped, that we can make those connections, share those stories, and kind of get the word out there.
Essentially, they're going for the same goal. I mean, the goal for PT Day of Service is similar to, I mean, we're all kind of headed in the same direction, which is highlight the profession, get the word out, and just do good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And what a great profession we have when you have so many folks coming at it from sometimes very different angles and sometimes very aligned angles. There's just a lot of people trying to get the word out, which is exactly what we need.
Yeah. Students getting involved. You seen a good student reaction so far from PT Pub Night? It'd be hard to keep students away from something that involves a couple of drinks while you're doing something good with PT.
Students are amazing. I would call them the kind of the foundation of PT Pub Night. We love professional PTs. Have been doing that for years, but the energy really comes from the students, and I think they energize the professionals as well. They bring their instructors in. You know, they're always coming up with new ideas, new venues, new ways to approach it. So I always have to give a shout out, and Tannis knows this well. The state of Florida nails it every single month. They sometimes have a third of the events of the entire country just in their state. And just when I think we've covered every major city in Florida, something else pops up. And then there's multiple site leaders that come up and want to volunteer to help. And so we're having to put together teams of four and five people who are just jazzed about it. And they make that state just buzz.
I'm reading between the lines here. We have 49 more states that need to step their game up because we can't let Florida take all the kudos.
And this is a shout out to those states that we haven't gotten to yet.
No, they deserve it.
Yeah, I've been working on Alaska, Maine, Rhode Island, Delaware's coming in soon, and then for some reason Mississippi. I don't know what's going on there.
They need better beer.
I don't want to take any focus away from PT Untapped, but I'm looking forward to National Student Conclave coming up in Omaha at the end of October, which is also in Physical Therapy Month. I know there's a big event out there, so I want to make sure if people are confused about this, where to find the information. PTPubNight.com is your resource for that. You can pick up a cool, nicely designed t-shirt. Kudos whoever designs those t-shirts. It's a solid looking logo. I like those things a lot.
Excellent.
And if you want information about PT Pub Night, not too late to plan your event, right? When these guys are hearing this right now in this podcast, not too late to plan your event. You can get these things together rather quickly. And you'd be surprised how fast people will kind of say, all right, I can show up for this event down the street. And the more of these things that are popping up, the better this profession is going to be.
Well said. Well said.
Any other points you wanted to make sure that we got out there?
Besides, if you can't make it to NSC, you better make it to CSM Anaheim in February. We're going to kill it. It's going to be amazing.
I'm looking to make the trifecta for myself, which is the Virginia Physical Therapy Student Conclave, National Student Conclave, and CSM. Just trying to, being in my third year, I'm trying to make the hat trick happen during the school year. Because we don't have to study that much in the third year, right? The third year is a coast year, right? Isn't it? I hope.
So,
I hope. That's what I'm hoping. All right. Miles Wilhelm and Tannis Quattre, the guys behind the wheel at PT Pub Night. PT Untapped in 46 cities right now for the weekend of October 9th through the 11th. You can find more information at ptpubnight.com. To get your PT Pub Night Untapped event, just head to that website and Miles will hook you up, along with giving you some recipes and how you can grow your own hops and brew your own beer. Gentlemen, it has been a pleasure. I will be hosting my own event and hope to be hoisting a beer with PTs across the country, courtesy of you guys.
Thanks a lot, Jimmy.
Appreciate it, man.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.